Thanks, Ben. It's been a bit of a whirlwind summer with our bid, but found out in early November that we were finally going through, and it lifted a few heads around the office was an understatement.
How long was this in the works for?
We started working on this bid late June, kind of Canada Day, where everything kind of started falling into place. We officially applied for the deadline for expansion, which was September 15th.
Wow. So when can the season be expected to start?
Right now, basically, we're in what's known as the league off-season. So really, everything for the league will kind of start kicking off January 1st, kind of the new league year. Player transactions will open. You can kind of start announcing ticket sales and all the fun stuff. By the middle of January, we should hopefully have our schedule and be off on the floor. We're hoping late April, early May.
So some time to get things done. I know January 1st is when you're going to reveal the Clearview Crushers jersey and the colors. What went into picking your name? Where did the name come from?
I'm a former Stainer Minor Hitman grad. And way back, we always kind of referred to our defense as the Clearview Crush because we kind of weren't known exactly for our offensive skills. When we got around to this bid, we kind of started talking about, well, do we want to be a hitman? What's the next evolution of a hitman? And it kind of got to the conclusion, you know, well, what about the Crushers? And everyone just kind of deadpinned in the room. And, you know, when something sticks, it runs.
So who's going to make up the team? Where are the players coming from?
So our head coach is actually based in the NCAA. So our reach, we're only allowed like six out of province players because we are in the Ontario League. But basically, Ontario produces a lot of players. We're lucky in the fact that we have a pretty large talent pool to draw from. Being 90 minutes from Toronto, it puts us kind of in a sweet spot to take advantage of overcrowded rosters on other teams.
To combat Jenna's misconception over senior lacrosse being senior citizens, tell us the age of the players that are going to be a part of the Clearview Crushers.
Basically, our players are what are considered graduates of junior or over graduates of NCAA. So they could be anywhere from 22 to, I believe there's guys playing in the league that are in their late 30s.
That's late 30s. It seems quite old for lacrosse.
Yeah, that is a senior citizen to you, Jenna.
Ben, if you look up and show her Mr. John Tavares and the Gate Brothers of the NLL, I think she'll find that 38 is quite spry.
Ooh, ooh la la.
What can you tell us about what the game experience will be? For those that have never seen lacrosse live, what can we expect come April?
The great thing about lacrosse is you get the never-ending, heart-pumping action of hockey with the constant go-go-go, line changes on the fly, contact. But the fun thing about lacrosse is it takes a little bit of atmosphere from the basketball world. So you get the offense-defense calls. You get the PA announcer in on, you know, egging the boys on. You get the crowd. You get heart-pumping music going constantly. It's probably one of the most fun atmospheres you'll experience.
We're looking forward to having that fun atmosphere right down the road. And Stainer, the Clearview Crushers are coming. Mitch Brock, one of the owners and game ops aficionado, thanks so much for telling us more about it.
Well, thanks for having me, 97.7, our official radio. And remember, if you can't beat them, crush them.